I'm Matt Davey. I'm a director at LAV49. LAV49 is a financial technology consultancy. We've got offices in New York and London. My position is director, and I oversee delivery of the solutions to our clients in London. We've built quite a few applications with Silverlight. We're a company that originally started out building .NET applications back in 2001, so it's a natural extension to move forward with Silverlight as it became available to provide our rich internet application solutions for the investment banks, hedge funds, etc. that we work for. Often in banks, you build a rich desktop application, and at some point in the future, they want to deploy part of it externally to their external clients. So the ability to build one application makes deployment within the bank a lot easier, and also allows them automatically to put it out for external clients simplifies the whole solution and delivery. We've started hiring and expanding the in-house designer group. The designers and developers basically are working, they're essentially pairing from a true agile perspective. They're working with their individual tools, i.e. Blend and Visual Studio, and collectively producing the solution. So there's no Chinese walls or anything like that between them. They're literally pairing side by side. The application today was developed for a large investment bank. Essentially, the problem they had was that they have these batch jobs that run on mainframes. They've got a very large mainframe plant, and they had problems visualizing and understanding how long batch jobs were taking to run and the cost involved. So basically, we've developed a rich internet application solution using Silverlight to visualize the batch jobs and the dependency trees, and to get the information about when the job started, when they stopped, how long they took to run, the cost involved. Since the batch jobs are primarily run daily, weekly, quarterly, monthly, and the cost of running the jobs impacts the transaction cost to their clients. Therefore, if they can reduce their transaction cost, they're more competitive in the market. So most of the controls are essentially out the box from the Silverlight perspective. We use Viewbox quite a lot. We're using storyboards and things like that to provide some transitions in that. But it's pretty much, you know, out the box. We haven't had to go to external parties for any specific controls. I've got a demo here today, so we can run through it and see what it looks like. Okay, so here's the demo application. If we search for a job, the operators normally know a job number. We'll pick this particular job that's been run on the mainframes. We can see basically a graphical representation of the jobs that were run, and we can see through the red line the critical path to get to the job that we've selected. We can also click the street view to go in and see that the particular job we had highlighted actually ran these operations, and here the jobs that had to run before this job was run, and here the post jobs. If we go back to the map mode, again this is using a view box in Silverlight, which allows us to zoom in and out and to look at the whole dependency tree of the batch process. We can also look at change the view and look at an organic view of the jobs that were run. Here it is. And also finally there's a circular view. So basically we're taking advantage of the rich internet application to visualize data that would otherwise have been very hard for the operators and the managers to extract from the batch processes running the mainframe. And again, with the zero deployment, it's a beautiful application to provide operators with enhanced job skills. Features that we're planning to add on in the future are the outer browser experience and things like that, which will provide the client with a richer interaction with the application.